I like the idea of doing free adverts until we get real ones, just for things we like in Bristol.
Oh yeah.
Just like, I don't know. I don't really like anything.
Yeah. Bristol, but, you know, you run out break.
If I think of something.
You once wrote an article about stuff you liked. I think this is going back years.
Thank you for remembering. I didn't write an article. It was for Bristol. What's that website?
24/7.
Bristol 24/7 went through a phase of asking mediocre local stand-ups.
Yeah.
That's a self burn, not on other comedians. what their favourite things in Bristol were.
Mm-hmm. And yours were?
I think it was all pubs. I picked Cat and Wheel.
You did pick Cat and Wheel.
Cat and Wheel. I think I picked King Street.
Rose Marino, maybe?
Oh, yeah, Rose Marino.
You picked King Street.
Just broad.
Broadly King Street.
City Centre. Big fan.
Are you aware of the centre of Bristol? It's pretty good. No, but, this was... It wasn't as massive as it was back then, King Street. And I think I chose Renata. I think I zoned in on Renata.
Yeah.
I think it was King Street in general, but mainly Renato.
I still love Renato.
Yeah, it's class.
It's the best.
So
it's
good.
Yeah, really good great.
Pizza. Hey, look, there's a free advert for
Renato's. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. If you're in Bristol.
I also don't want loads of people going there.
That's true. Yeah.
And I never go there anymore because I'm old.
Yeah.
But, they do pizzas by the slice now.
It's
good pizza as well. This is genuinely
an animal. Vegan too.
It's all veggie or vegan, I think.
Yeah.
Vegan. The pizza's vegan. Yeah.
Even the pepperoni ones.
Yeah. You're kidding. No, because I've eaten it and not noticed, if that's true.
Yeah, yeah. My friends have had it and not
but
noticed.
But having said that, Jack, are you sure? Because you're a vegetarian. Am I correct in that?
Well, I started eating fish now, so pescatarian.
You have a bit of fish every now and then.
Bit of fish.
But there was a phase you went through, so that's why I'm doubtful if that...
What phase?
Well, you were telling me how much you were enjoying Nduja paste.
Did you think you was vegetarian?
You were putting it on everything. He was like, yeah. I was like, I found this new paste. It's called Nduja. And I'll put it on everything. And I was like, oh, right.
That was it's one of my secrets, that. Actually,
not being a vegetarian anymore. And he was like, huh?
No.
I saw it on Instagram. It was always all these recipes. And I just, no one ever mentioned the word sausage. And I was thinking, I've got to try this. And it's spelt like Nduja. I was like, it's kind of some sort of like Mexican like thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I did have it a couple of times. And I was like,
I said
to Chez, you tried this? It's class.
Got a real taste for sausage.
Were you telling me something about, because I've had this on my mind actually. You were telling me about a type of oil, is it, that you're obsessed with?
Crispy chili oil.
Crispy chili oil.
Oh my God.
Ooh.
Speak on that.
Do you know what? And it's not just me who's a fan.
Speak on that.
Have you not had it?
No.
So you go to an Asian supermarket.
Yeah.
And it has to be, because they sell it in Sainsbury's, crispy chili. It might say chili oil, but you need the crispy shit.
Do you have a preference of Asian supermarket in Bristol?
Yeah.
Check them out while we're here.
There's one near my work in Eastgate, the massive one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's
Wai
a good
Hong
one.
Or don't it's guess. Huge. Yeah.
I think you're right, but don't guess.
There's also that one opposite the Hatchet, isn't there?
Yes, next to Wong's restaurant. Mm. I think it's attached.
I hope it's called that.
I think it's part of Wong's restaurant,
yeah,
isn't
I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wong's is pricey.
Yes. Yeah,
is spenny. It? I've not been.
This is the opposite of an advert. It's good grub.
It's good stuff. It's spenny. Yeah, for sure.
Well,
so
expensive.
You're on the crispy chili oil.
What makes it crispy? The chili flakes. Is it chili flakes?
It's not chili. Oh, do you know what? I don't know what's in it. I think it's like loads of like.
Here we go.
Maybe chili flakes. But there's other stuff in there that are fried.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And it's so everything. Oh, do you know what? I sound so dumb now. It's like my favorite thing. I don't know what it is. But.
So
I'll get you some. I'll bring it.
It's chili oil. Because I've been on the lookout for it since you mentioned it. I've had it on my mind.
I put it on everything.
I love chili oil.
You haven't tried it.
I love chili oil.
I bought a massive jar.
Oh, wow.
I was excited. I'm excited.
But I'm not the only one obsessed with it. I sent my girlfriend a reel the other day. Someone was like putting it in like a Rizla. Like,
oh, that's funny.
And the meme was like, oh, I'm going to take the edge off a hard day. But you've got to try it.
Wow.
Crispy chili oil.
Anything. Put it on ramen. You can fry eggs in it and it just makes it
yum.
I sometimes just dip a spoon and just eat it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's so salty. It's like pure MSG.
Ooh,
it's definitely probably not good for you, but it's amazing.
Is it spicy?
Yeah, a little bit. Mm. But even if you don't like spice, you can handle it. You know?
I do like spice.
Mm. Yeah. And you're putting that on noodles, did you say?
I put it on noodles, yeah.
Yeah. Anything else?
Well, I ate a lot of sort of Asian food.
Eggs, you said he's putting on eggs.
I sometimes fry eggs in it and it makes it.
Ooh.
It's really super good.
This episode is brought to you by crispy chili oil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're very specific kinds, but people will know what I'm on about if they know.
Okay, great.
Well, we've got to find it.
Scoop, but yeah. Also, and do you not suitable for vegetarians?
No.
That's a shame.
That's a hard lesson
to
learn.
You were gutted as well when I told you. Yeah. You were gutted.
Yeah, and now you know what you're missing as well.
I had that the other month. Like, my mates came down. We went to, what's the one on King Street, the burger place at the end? Three Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
So me and Matt, we don't eat meat. Then my other mate, Tom. So he orders a meat burger. We get two veggies.
Yeah.
Brings them out, veggie, meat. I take the first bite of my burger and I said, fucking hell, Matt, you got to try this.
Angel
Tom at the other
singing.
End of the table said, what the fuck is this burger? And I was like, oh, God, I'm just.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Because you've eaten it really quickly. Yeah. Like, oh. He said it was veggie.
But you kid yourself if you don't eat it for so long that it tastes the same. And when I tried the actual one, it's like, oh, shit, you can.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah.
Why are you a vegetarian? Is that moral reasons? Or
I think I started as that. I think in uni, so I watched the thing.
Wow, a long time.
Yeah, but yeah. I went straight vegan.
Did you?
But then I lost so much weight.
Did you?
Yeah. I can't remember. I think morals. I think that one.
Yeah.
But then you sort of lose sight of it.
I think morals.
Because I eat fish now and I'm full of shit, so, you know.
Yeah, but fuck fish.
Yeah, they're stupid.
You're full of shit. Is it not passing?
rich vegan lifestyle.
But you know, I'm opening myself up to food poison now because...
Here we go.
If you're a vegetarian, you don't get food poison pretty much.
Is that true?
Because nothing can give you it. Oh, okay.
I heard...
Great noise.
That was great, yeah.
Little finger point as well.
Yeah.
I say this a lot, but if you're not watching this podcast, you're missing out. It's one of the sassiest points I've ever seen.
Okay. I heard that the thing that gives you is most likely to give you food poisoning is lettuce.
Unwashed lettuce? But is that just in a country where the water's not sort of clean?
Like in this country.
Really?
Yeah. You can get more people get food poisoning. More people get food poisoning from lettuce than they do from meat or fish or.
Wow. Okay.
That sounds like a good fact.
Doesn't it?
It does.
Could be bollocks.
Where have you got that from?
I heard it on a podcast.
Not this one.
Not this one.
That's interesting. Okay. Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Have you got a salad spinner?
No. Should I get one?
Oh, that's good fun. Yeah. You got one?
Oh yeah.
Of course he has.
I'm spinning all sorts.
The king of the kitchen.
Love a kitchen gadget. A salad spinner for me is, you know, go back. Once you've had a salad spinner.
Yeah, see, this is the thing. I also haven't gone down the...
God, we're so boring, aren't we?
The air fryer route, because I know once I got it, I'll never use anything else. And I just don't have enough kitchen counter space.
Yeah,
if I had the space, I'd have the salad spinner.
Salad spinner goes in the cupboard.
Yeah, that's...
They're quite big,
that's
though,
gone.
Aren't they? Aren't they like...
But it all goes into itself. So mine's really small. Just stick a few...
You've got a collapsible one?
It doesn't collapse, but it's not big. It goes in the cupboard. I haven't got tons of kitchen space. For me, it's essential.
Sometimes I won't use it, though. Sometimes I'm lazy and I think, oh, fuck it, I'll just...
I just stick it in a colander and give it a little rinse.
That's good, but then it's so wet. How do you dry
it? It is so wet.
That's the only reason I use it.
I leave it.
I
wash that first. It's the first thing I do. Okay. And then I cook everything else.
But you
think
you spin it dry? It's bone dry.
Dries a bone.
Phenomenal. Dries a bone.
Yeah.
The driest salad.
And when you tip away the water, it's nuts. Isn't
yeah.
How much
water?
Getting out. This is the most boring podcast I've ever done.
Yeah, we finally did it.
Let's talk about pedos.
We finally did it. We finally got down to the nitty gritty. Coming in, salad spinners. Bush.
Yeah, bush.
So what's new? Anything going on?
Oh, I've got a quiz. Do you want to do a quiz?
Quiz. Okay.
I saw a quiz and I was like...
New feature on the pod.
Yeah.
Quiz time, baby.
I think you'll know most of these because you are not only the youngest here, Jack, but you're also the most like clued into what's happening.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So this is...
Oh, was it like a pop culture thing?
No, it's a Gen Z slang test. I just want to see...
Oh, no, I'm not going to do one.
I don't even
this.
Know what... You know what? We did this all the time, but when people say talk about the different generations, I don't even know what that is. When people are like, oh, Gen Z are like... I don't even know what they are.
They're the one below us.
No, we were... What's the cutoff? I was talking about this the other day. Is it 84?
No, it's like 84. Oh, for millennial.
Yeah.
I think it's 84.
Okay.
Yeah, 80. No, maybe it's...
Or not. What are you?
I was born in 84.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it is 84. It's definitely not above 84. So you're definitely a millennial.
Okay.
What are you? 92? 94.
3?
4?
Yeah.
94?
Decade.
Wow. Crazy. Are you rethinking some things now? Okay. So I'm going to say...
Kicking the nuts for me.
I'm almost bang in the middle of you both. I'm going to say a phrase. You got to tell me what it is in normal English.
Okay, this is good.
Ready?
Yeah, that's nice.
Okay. You ate.
I know that. I'll let you have a go though.
I think that might be how this
you
goes.
You ate. You ate.
Do you want me to use it in a sentence?
Yeah, please.
Jack, you really ate with that haircut. Did that make sense?
I don't know it.
Oh. I was going to say, like, failed.
The
like
opposite.
It's the opposite. Yeah, you did well. Well done.
You did good.
You ate.
Yeah, you smashed that. Yeah. You ate.
Yeah.
And that wasn't a slight against your haircut, but I thought I'd stick to...
I didn't even...
Oh, so it means, like, it means you've got a shit head.
Yeah.
It means you got shit haircut.
Oh, God.
No, but that was my thought when you said you ate. I thought, like, ate dirt or something. Yeah. Like, or ate the ground.
No.
I don't know the origin, but I know it means good. I don't know why.
Yeah. Good. You ate.
Like, you ate the whole thing up. Like, I think. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't believe your sentence of you ate with that haircut.
Yeah,
would
it's
someone
like,
say that?
You ate with, like Beyonce ate that performance. She ate with that. Like, she smashed it.
That'd be so fun if you said that to her. such a middle-aged mum.
Yeah.
Did you watch the Grammys last night?
Hi, guys.
Beyonce really ate with that performance.
She comes in, she spins a chair the wrong way around. Beyonce as well. Oh no, you ate. You really ate that quiz.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. So I'm 0. Jack's 1.
1-0. Delulu.
Fuck off. These aren't true.
They are true.
Delulu. Is it short for deluded?
I was going to say that. Yeah.
So like you're Delulu.
Yeah, it's delusional.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, that's
here we go.
Good.
1-1.
Yes.
Well, I knew it too.
Well,
I didn't write it down. Okay.
Maybe we need a buzzer.
Write it down. Right, next episode, we've got to bring in pad and pen for the big quiz. This podcast is such a fucking mess.
Maybe we need a buzzer situation.
Come on, there's enough going on in here as it is. You've got to bring in buzzers for the quiz.
No, I just mean like you have a noise and you go,
oh, okay. Okay.
What's your noise?
No, you did the one before we start. You said...
Someone's finding himself a little funny.
I'll go.
What did he say before we started?
No, when he's testing the mic.
He's talking about what I say into the microphone to test the mics because I obviously can't say that because it's horrifically offensive.
That would be great.
Yeah, that would be funny.
What's yours going to be?
Woo.
Okay.
And what was mine? Okay.
Okay, mid.
Woo.
Go on.
No, bang average.
You're right. It means mediocre.
Oh, these are quite obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you'll know this one. Ready? This is going to be quick off the buzzers.
Thought.
Slay.
Yeah, I know that one.
Do your buzzer.
That means.
I don't think you can put. You
yeah.
can.
No, I don't know if I can actually explain what it means. I just know the type of person that might say it.
Use it in a sentence.
You slay, girl. Is that offensive?
It kind of sounded it the way that you said it.
Question mark. It means that you're doing well.
Yeah. Good job. Well
good job.
Done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking come on.
Nice.
Okay, ready?
You knew that as well, though.
I think so. I think the
buzzing system's gone to pot. The carrot.
Well, the buzzing system's done you all right, isn't it? Because you got that one.
But Jack knew it as well.
Oh, okay. Well, then he should buzz.
But I feel like I'm letting
your sad little buzz.
I feel like I'm doing a Christmas quiz with a grandpa. You know, I've got to give.
Throw him a bone.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know all of these.
Ready? Riz. Go on.
Woo. Do you know?
I know. I've heard of Riz.
Oh. Yeah.
Do you know what it's short for?
Yeah, because someone did a routine about it. Isn't it charisma?
It is charisma. Yeah.
I've heard that one.
Okay.
See? Yeah. I'm not as old.
Ready?
As some people.
Okay. Fire.
Yeah, fire's been around ages.
Yeah, that's
I don't think these are that tough. Fire.
You want it to get a bit
good.
Tougher?
Means good, doesn't it? Fire.
Yeah. I think it means
Jack,
like,
your hair
it
is
means
fire.
That's hot, doesn't it?
Your hair is fire.
Yeah.
Let's do them all Jack's about Jack's hair. Jack's hair is fire. Jack has Riz hair.
Riz hair.
Charisma hair.
Okay.
Give us a toughie.
Okay, I've got a toughie. What does...
She tells she's been in Australia.
What does... drip mean?
Oh yeah,
I don't know drip.
Well, it's like it used to be swag, didn't it?
Yeah, swag's on the same sort of wavelength.
Yeah, drip. It's all sort of on the same as like Riz, isn't it? It's just you look cool, no?
It's well,
it's your clothes, Jack.
Oh,
Is that what it says?
Jezza
clothes
just slid in for a late.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's your fashionable or cool style. Yeah.
I know that because I watched.
I said look cool.
Yeah, but it's your style.
Actual, it's in your reference actual, it's to your clothes. Style.
Yeah, I know that because I watched a video about a footballer I like and they said, talk us through the drip. And I Googled it.
Okay, what does no cap mean?
Bald.
Do you know this?
No, I don't know this one.
I thought you were, because you listened to rap.
Rap?
Yeah, but only rap that was made in the 90s.
Oh, yeah, okay. That means you're not lying.
Yes, correct.
Oh, no cap.
No cap.
No cap.
I could say I just picked up 100 quid on the floor. No cap.
Wow.
You say for real? I said no cap.
Who's this character?
Yeah.
You got to be in. I wouldn't say no cap.
Like, you wouldn't say that. Would you Would you use any of these in conversation?
No.
No?
I do send a fire emoji. I wouldn't say
Who
fire.
Does? You wouldn't say fire in a conversation.
No, do people fire. Say fire?
That's
yeah,
fire.
People say that. Okay, what does say less mean?
What? As in?
Say less.
If you're speaking English.
So you say something to me and then I say less. What does that mean?
You understand.
I agree with you, yeah.
You understand. Not yeah. I agree, it's I understand.
But that's I mean those are literally that means that's what the
harsh, harsh scoring Paxman over here.
I think I understand. I've got it is different to I agree. Because I could understand your point of view and
I'm
not necessarily agree.
Do you know what?
I'm really good at this.
Do you know what? Say less. that's a good point, Wilma.
Who's the granddad now?
What does... I think you might be in the lead. Yeah. I haven't been keeping score. What does bet mean? Bet, B-E-T.
To gamble.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that one.
Bet means cool. I'm down. Like...
This is the worst thing I've ever heard. This whole bit.
How would you say that? Like, bet.
Do you want to go to the Beyonce concert with me?
And I say bet. I betcha.
Oh, yeah. Like, I bet. I bet I do. I bet I do, son. Do you know what? I kept seeing the phrase KMT on videos as like a title. And I had to Google that what that was. Because it was like, oh, this just happened to me, KMT.
What, do you know what that is?
I thought I did, but
I
then
don't know what that is.
I Googled that the other day.
Is it kill my something?
That's what I thought, but it means kiss my teeth.
Oh!
Yeah, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, that is good.
I had to Google it.
Can you kiss your teeth?
I probably wouldn't.
I can't with the Invisalign.
Oh, no. What a shame.
Or because it's...
Or is it...
Probably not for you to do.
Because I'm white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, none of this is going on.
Oh, I've put the phone away then.
Have you got any more?
Well, if it's not going
in. Yeah, okay. All right. Maybe.
What does... if something slaps, it is...
Good. We know slaps because I used that one in a text to Jack, as we talked about on the podcast, when I was drunk and I texted you a song.
Oh, yeah, and I said,
this shit slaps.
This shit slaps.
And then that's when I wanted to invent being able to unsend messages.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
I can't believe that doesn't exist yet, being able to unsend messages.
You can delete them.
Yeah, but then the other person knows. There has to be a way.
It says this message has been deleted.
Yeah, exactly.
It's pointless. Yeah. They'll go,
don't do it then.
And they might have seen the preview anyway. So it needs to be infallible.
Yeah.
Infallible.
Yeah.
But I think I knew a few of them, to be fair.
You did pretty well.
Do you know what? Following footballers helps because they're often using phrases like that. So if they're ever interviewing a footballer, sometimes they try and do a fun one.
And they'll
use phrases like that. Yeah. So I'm actually, I'm not as old
pretty
as
hip.
I. I've got my finger on the pulse cool these days. I'm a pretty cool guy. I did see a video of a footballer I like, and he was at Glastonbury.
Mm-hmm. You been there?
I've been there, bloody right.
And this is why I like looking at football stuff on the internet, because it was like, it's Tyrone Mings, by the way, footballer that plays for...
He went to Glastonbury.
He went to Glastonbury and there was a picture of him and he's having a whale of a time. He's got his top off. His body is...
Say more.
Oh, yeah.
tell you what, Google Tyrone Mings.
I haven't got any signal.
All right, well, when you get
I'll
him.
Do it later.
Yeah, when you get him. Anyway, so it's like Tyrone Mings has a great time on, when it's not the football season at Glastonbury. There's loads of nice pictures of him with fans. He's putting their shirts on and stuff. He's having a great time.
Nice.
I go, oh, that's a nice story. I have a little read of that. Look at the comments. Obviously, comments on like football social media are so funny. Villa fan, just at the top, he just wrote, good on you, Tyrone. Hope you didn't catch anything off all those bedwetting lefties. And I go, ah, there you go. Oh. There it is. That's football, baby. There it is. Bed wetting lefties. It's so
That's
funny.
So good. That's so good.
Just there, just furious at the Glastonbury Festival. Oh, fucking bed wetting lefties. So funny. Well, I think we're pretty hip. I think we're pretty hip crew, actually.
I think we've proved it.
I think we've proved it. This podcast officially not for old people.
Yeah.
That did make me feel quite old, though, that.
Yeah. It made me feel quite embarrassed.
I thought you'd know more of them, to be honest. I'm quite disappointed in you.
I felt a bit of secondhand embarrassment.
Yeah.
Which, I thought I was pretty good. No.
Yeah, I thought you were.
No, I wasn't embarrassed about you. I mean, just the words themselves made me feel embarrassed.
I wasn't embarrassed
of you.
I was embarrassed of you. I thought you'd be better. I had more faith in you.
Shit. Ice cold. This is a Bristol news story about a man who's been a man in Bristol. I read this week. He's been taking dumps on people's driveways. You seen this?
No.
He's called Trev the Shitter.
Trev.
No, he's not called Trev.
Yeah, your dog's called Trev, isn't he?
I mean, to be fair, he does the same thing.
Yeah. Maybe it's about your
dog. He's partial to a driveway.
Yeah, Trev the Shitter. He's on a driveway.
No way.
Apparently, it's going on. He's going round and he's doing dumps on people's driveways in South Bristol.
You can't do that now with Ring doorbells.
Apparently,
surely.
Apparently, he favours ones with a Ring doorbell.
Oh, he's been an exhibitionist.
Apparently, he's been seeking out ones with Ring doorbells because of the amount that they've gone. They've come to the conclusion he prefers a Ring doorbell.
I've got a question.
He wants to be seen.
When he does it, does he do it bum facing the camera or face facing the camera? The
picture I saw.
Bum first.
He's.
Or is it bum?
He's
poking
sideways,
his head around.
Profile.
He's looking. No. He's not. You can't see his bum. I mean, maybe it was. It was an article, so I doubt they would show the whole hog.
They don't show the hole for
they
sure.
Show the whole hog. But he's looking right at the camera, and he's like, he's having a grin. He's like,
how old is he?
I'd say he was a tough 50.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that illegal to dump?
Yeah.
Dumps on
there. I think that's a crime.
Yeah.
I'd say so.
Socially, it's a crime for sure.
Yeah.
I think legally it's a crime.
Is it?
Taking a dump on someone's drive. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I guess
I prefer it on the drive than to the letterbox.
Yeah, same.
I mean, we're not.
Yeah. One bucket of water, that's sort of dealt with, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, he's all right, actually, Trev.
Yeah.
Is he self-identified? How do people know his name?
Yeah.
I think that's they've just arrested him. I think that's just a name they've given him. The locals have given
imagine
him.
Imagine if he is Trev, and he's like, fuck.
Yeah, shit.
Been rumbled.
Yeah.
Should have been signing his name in it.
That's brave as well, isn't it? No balaclava. He's gone full face.
But apparently this is the whole thing.
You've got to wear a ballet.
Loads of ring doorbells. Apparently he's been eyeballing the cameras, so they think he's doing it on purpose.
He's doing it for the clout.
He's doing it for the...
On purpose? Yeah, I think he might be. If only he wasn't looking at the camera. Happy accident.
Keeps getting caught short. You're not going to believe it. And then make it home again. He's got a long commute. Yeah.
Do you reckon his friend
thoughts? Thoughts on that?
That'd be funny. Imagine waking up to the kids. He's been. Yeah.
Come on, kid. What do you leave out for him? A coffee?
Yeah. Well, he's had a black coffee.
Yeah. That would be very fitting.
Tell you what, maybe he's had a little black coffee.
Leave a coffee out for Trev. Maybe we'll get a little surprise in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Well, apparently that's what's going on. That's the big news in South Bristol.
Trev the shit.
Remember the GIMP?
South Bristol.
I remember the GIMP. Wasn't he Cheltenham? The Cheltenham GIMP?
Somerset GIMP?
Somerset GIMP.
Maybe. Was it Somerset?
It was a guy.
You don't remember the GIMP?
He was going out in a GIMP suit.
And he was like rolling around in mud and he was like going up to people.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think he wasn't doing anything bad, was he? I mean,
again, it's
spooking people.
It's that thing, is. I mean, I know you seem to think that taking a dump on someone's drive isn't a crime, but it is. But I think with him, it is more of a grey area because... Is it illegal to go out in a GIMP suit and ride around in the road and be creepy?
Should be. That is creepy. That's creepier than someone taking an anonymous dump on your... I'd rather that than someone in a GIMP suit coming up to me and being unpredictable.
Not crazy about either of them.
Are you disturbing the peace?
I think he did get arrested, the GIMP.
Yeah, I think he did. Yeah.
I was talking to someone about this the other day. Like, is it illegal to like be naked in your house if someone can look in your window and see you naked?
No.
But then what's to stop you going up right to the window naked and then there's kids walking past or something?
Yeah. Again,
is that a crime?
Probably.
Should be.
All right.
You should probably stop doing
that. That's not good news.
Yeah. Pop a dressing gown on.
I like the way you say going right up to the window. Because I really painted myself a mental picture.
Yeah. He's smushing.
Smushed against the glass.
The smush.
Yeah. He's doing the smush.
Yeah.
Mm. Do you remember there was a spate, is that a word?
That's very nice.
Of people dressing up as clowns and scaring people. Yeah, Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I wouldn't like that at all. I'd rather a dump than that.
That was the funniest tweet along.
Jules, the more we talk about this, it feels like you want someone to dump on your drive.
I wish I had a driveway.
Yeah.
For more than one reason.
That's what the news story's doing, giving a bit of FOMO. I think. Yeah. Lucky bastard. Yeah.
Do you know what? If you've got a driveway, you deserve a dump on it.
Yeah, that's the ultimate first world problem. Someone took a shit on my enormous driveway.
Yeah, humble brag. Yeah.
That's how bad the parking situation is round by me. Nice problem to have.
That's funny.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. That's my news.
That clown thing, there was a really funny tweet at the time. Someone tweeted like, wait, are these people dressed as clowns or real
clowns? That's a good question.
Are they qualified clowns?
Yeah. Yeah, they got the license.
Yeah.
Because they do have to be registered, don't they, clowns?
Do they?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
You have to have a unique, like...
Oh, your face paint.
You have to register your face paint and it has to be completely unique, I think. I don't think you can have the same one as someone else. And you got to register your name.
Yeah.
It's got the sex offender.
Totally
Did you see that they've remade the film Freaky Friday.
Freakier Friday.
Freakier Friday.
Yes, I have.
With
same cast.
Personal passion of mine from the early 90s, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh.
I thought you were going to say Lohan.
So did I.
No, that's how old I am. Mm. Jamie Lee Curtis was
you
my...
You aged out
was
of Lohan.
Was my first love. Oh. True Lies, 1994, was it?
Is that the one where she does the dance in her underwear?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Some
she's hot
formative stuff. Memories right there. Because I think I must have been quite... I was probably about 10 when I saw True Lies.
That's steamy for 10.
Freakier Friday. They really set up the last one then. Freakiest yeah. Friday. That's definitely
going to be... Oh, do you think go. So?
Of course. Must be.
Yeah. That's a... Do you know what? You're good at that. You're very good at that.
Do you think
working
so?
Working like marketing.
You
or
are
something.
Good at
that. but it made me think...
Go on.
Feature alert. It made me think...
What would you...
If you were going to be stuck in someone's body...
I thought you were going to say, what film from the 90s would you remake?
Oh. No, that
no go on. What...
If you were going to be... If you were going to
swap bods.
Bods with someone... That's a good question. That's like something that someone would actually do on a, like on a normal...
A legitimate show.
On a normal show. That's like a good question, isn't it? Would you say? Would you say? Would you say that's a good
question?
That's a really good question.
Thank
actually.
You.
Yeah. That is a good question.
See? Let them go.
Yeah, but when you do this afterwards.
I've got a lot to learn.
If you were going to be swapping bods
great
with
question.
Someone, and it doesn't have to be smutty.
Oh.
Oh, that's immediately where my brain goes.
Yeah,
there.
Me too.
That is where the brain goes, isn't it?
What else would you do? There's no benefit to doing anything else. Sorry, go on.
So intense.
Sorry.
Well, so it's your brain,
you
somebody
you.
Else's body.
Yeah, it's a body swap.
That's it.
It's your classic body swap situation.
But it's not like a window into, it's not like, oh, I wonder how sad this person is in real life.
What is with you and listening to are you all right? Do you want to talk about something?
I'm fine, but I was just thinking like, I would swap with like a celebrity to be like, oh, I wonder what they're...
It's a
real
body,
life is actually like
it's a
what
body
they're
swap.
Feeling.
Yeah, it's a body swap, but you don't. You're still you.
Oh, okay.
You wake up.
I don't want to be me. I want to be somebody else.
No, you're
I want a brain swap.
Sure. So you okay?
Yeah. No, I'm fine.
Is it cry for help?
Yeah. No, I'm fine. I'm just very tired.
Yeah, I'm tired.
Okay. So you wake up.
Yeah.
Back to the
sorry.
The light-hearted feature on the podcast.
Okay. You wake up.
You're in a celebrity's body. It doesn't have to be a celebrity. It could be a friend that you've always wanted to see. Always wanted to see in the nude. For example.
Sure.
Doesn't have to be a celebrity.
Okay.
Who are you choosing?
There's two
squads
of thought.
You've got 3 days.
Because three. That's generous.
Three days. Three. It's a full weekend.
So you're going to bed as them and waking up as them too.
It's a long weekend. It's Saturday, Sunday and bank holiday Monday.
You got to pick someone with good mates as well then. And you want it to be a good time, don't you?
Oh, yeah, but then you... I don't know. It's a long time, 3 days. But okay, so my mind goes to, you can either be the opposite sex, see what that's like.
Yeah.
What's it like having a penis?
Sure. I'd love to find out.
Yeah. But, or...
So would Jack.
Weird example for you to use. Yeah. What's it like having a penis?
He's always wanted to know.
I'm being...
Jules. You're trying to set Jules up for
Or you could be someone... very famous and good looking of your own gender.
Yeah.
So you could go
to
around
know what that's
and
like
sleep with everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. That could. Yeah.
Okay.
You could choose
and
the
other two options.
Partner of, there's lots of options.
What other interesting angles are there?
You could do a cheeky option and you could swap the body of like Trump and then you could say, I resign. Or
very
I
good.
Don't know.
Wow.
You could do like a.
You could do that.
Jules is thinking of.
I want to shape
picture.
The world. Yeah,
all about
who you
imagining
can
what it's
shag.
Like having a willy.
Oh.
I did. I
you
would
could really
also
ruin
like
someone's
know.
Life then.
Yeah,
just like go on the news and say
you
like crazy stuff.
Yeah, you could do that. You could
flash on the news.
You could be Donald Trump.
Your
and
brand new willy.
Your winky out.
Wow.
Yeah.
In the office.
That'd be the. I would do that the last minute before I turn back.
Yeah.
So then he has to go.
So there.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
That'd be lovely.
He comes back into his body. Are they in your body? Well, I guess that's the premise.
It's a swap.
Is that the
you got to
premise?
Go somewhere.
So you remember that you've body. Got Trump in your Oof. Body for 3 days.
You get sectioned. You get sectioned immediately. You've nothing to worry about. You'll be put in a padded cell like pretty quick, I think.
Do you know what would be sad, though, is if your friends didn't notice?
Oh, yeah.
That'd like, be worse.
You've been really
it?
Fun the last couple of days.
Yeah. Yeah. You're in a right laugh.
Can I just say, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. Because you seem great. Yeah, that's really nice.
That's actually a really funny
confidence
idea.
Confidence wouldn't be a problem, would it?
No.
If you're swapping with Trump.
You just seem like... Yeah, you seem
so
like
carefree.
Yeah, you seem like your old self.
Yeah.
Where's this guy been? Hey, that's what I want to know. Where have you been hiding this guy?
Yeah.
So you're thinking Trump.
I think I'd take a bullet and I'd be Trump for a weekend.
Yeah, that's very nice. That's very nice.
Although he's openly like shitting himself and like, I don't know what you could do.
Yeah, I was
going
to say,
he's
not hiding.
You'd have to go on and be like, look, guys, let's end these wars. Let's like, he'd have to start talking sense and then they'd be like, right, somebody get rid of him now because he's lost it.
It's 3 days, a long day, because he's so busy. He's all over the world.
By the way,
world,
we don't have to do the 3 days. That was just something I...
I think 3 days.
3 days adds
an
interesting constraint.
Oh,
yeah.
You can really, like,
yeah, so
walk a mile.
Bank holiday weekend.
Such a waste of a bank holiday weekend as well.
You kidding? That'd be great.
Oh, I'd be livid.
What are you doing instead?
Oh, anything else.
Instead of swapping bodies.
Yeah, I just hate working so much. I love a bank holiday.
Yeah, we all love a bank holiday, but you get to spend it in someone else's body.
To be fair,
opportunities are endless. You don't have to pick Donald Trump.
Okay, fine.
You could be like a child.
Sorry, I'm trying to save the world.
Could be a child.
If you've got like...
Okay.
No, but then you could like really freak people out by being like... Or like a baby.
And you're like pinching people's asses. Oi, oi.
Sweet cheeks.
That would be funny.
That's not a good... If you were like really young.
Yeah.
And you could like talk as an adult.
Yeah, that would
be
funny.
The most famous baby of all time.
You would be the most famous baby.
On your end, it'd be a bit different story. The baby's in your body.
It's a body swap, remember? Yeah. I can't help but notice you've been shitting yourself a lot less. Well done. You've got to remember they're going in your body.
Yeah, that's it.
Who are you choosing?
I don't know, you know. You obviously, your first mind is to go someone attractive.
Mm-hmm.
But then you got to remember they'll be in your body and they'll see everything as well. So
I'll take care of it.
You take care of it.
Also, you're probably not going to ever meet this person.
I think it'd be quite
fun. To them, you're just a random guy.
Yeah, that's true. I think it'd be fun to something that your body can't do. That's what you want.
I was thinking.
Yeah, like a gymnast.
I was thinking like a pole vaulter.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? The pole vault just looks like...
Yeah.
I'm never going to do a pole vault. Yeah. I'm 41 now.
But hang on, you don't have this. You've got their body. You haven't got the skills.
You don't know how to work it.
Yeah, but...
You think it's muscle memory?
You could give it a pretty good go. If you're a professional pole vaulter, if you're that French guy with the giant hog...
That's the one that I knew he was going to say. I'm going to be that one.
I'm not going to be doing any pole vaulting. I tell you that for nothing.
I'm
having a weekend off practice.
Putting this pole to a different use.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I'm off to the beach. I'd like to be the pole vaulter with the giant hog.
Yeah, there we go.
So
you're a baby.
How would you feel about being in your bed?
I'll be missing two poles that weekend. No, I would like to have a go. I reckon if I got in his body, I reckon I could have a pretty good go at the pole vault.
Such a waste.
Imagine
you'd have a crack at it. Maybe if you could do it, you're thinking, I've got a whole weekend of doing this, have I?
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to be doing something better than pole vault.
The risk you run, if you pick somebody, even the pole vaulter...
It's got to be a better option.
Just spread your side.
It's a crazy idea.
What did you do over your weekend? And the pole vault was probably had a blast in Jez's body.
Did you get any? No, I can do it. It's really difficult.
The big hog was getting in the way.
Couldn't get the action. You've got to bend. And, it's a nightmare. It's so difficult. Thought it'd be all muscle memory, but I didn't know how to do it. Yeah, I'd choose the pole vault with the big hog.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the problem, if you choose somebody who has any kind of a like platform, like the pole vaulter, because then afterwards he's going straight on his phone and going, you'll never guess what's happened.
Yeah.
I swap bodies with this guy.
Yeah.
He wouldn't get locked up though. He would never.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, true.
Oh, man. Who'd you choose?
He's chosen a baby.
Maybe like a real strong man.
Oh,
like, you're strong,
someone just broke the deadlift record. I just like, imagine just being like,
oh yeah,
like a strong man.
You two are such cliches. Yeah, you're going for someone with a massive dick, and you're going for a strong man. Neither of you have chosen a woman.
What are you going?
Donald Trump, and I'm saving the world.
A woman is a creepier choice because I would only pick that to.
No, but you might want to walk around, experience what it's like to be in a woman's body.
It looks hard.
Yeah, there's no way. Sucks.
There's no.
I want you to feel.
There's no way we could choose a woman's body.
No.
I think you've got to earn that.
Oh, there he is.
That's right.
Lovely stuff. Clip that up.
Great. Well done, everybody. That was lovely. Lovely catch up.
That was nice.
With just the gang. Great. All right. Thanks for listening to Under the Groomers. Please give us a review or whatever.
This is where Jez powers down.
Email us at underthegroomers@gmail.com. And more importantly,
have a nice time.